You're listening to SBS News.
Tony Kawan isn't your average Queensland dad. He spends his evening in some of the seediest bars in Thailand, the Philippines and Cambodia, hoping to find and rescue children trapped in the sex trade.
There's many times that we'll go into the bars and brothels, go-go bars, and there's Aussies there. It's one of the most common nationalities that we'll find in these places.
He says seeing his compatriots in places where children are sold for sex makes him ashamed.
It really is embarrassing to be an Aussie and a man in these brothels, like the sort of things that they get up to right in front of everybody who's there. You name it, I've seen guys doing it right in front of everybody. It's a shameful thing.
But the number of Australians heading to Asia to abuse children could be about to fall. Last year, the government introduced what it billed as world-first laws to enable the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to cancel the passports of registered child sex offenders. Around 20,000 Australians are believed to be on child sex offender registers. The federal government estimates 800 travelled overseas in 2016. Almost half of them went to exploitation hotspots in Southeast Asia. Figures from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade obtained by SBS show since the legislation to cancel passports came into effect in December, 29 people have had their travel documents revoked. More than half of the cancellations took place in the last 2 months. The department says while the number of cancellations is relatively low, anyone trying to travel would be stopped at the border and liable for up to 5 years in prison. Victorian Senator Darren Hinch was the main force behind the scenes in Canberra, lobbying the government to introduce the law to end what he calls child rape holidays.
People might say, well, it's only 27, why bother? Well, that's probably saved 100, 200 kids overseas, we'll never know.
He says he'll use his place in the Senate to closely monitor the number of passport cancellations and whether the law is working as planned.
But you don't know how many have decided not to even try to go, because it's an offence to try and travel now.
Prison reform advocates say the laws are too broad and include those who are not likely to re-offend. But child protection campaigner Hedy Johnston, whose daughter was abused over 2 decades ago, says the risks can't be taken.
To take their passports away is something we as Australians can be very, very proud of. We don't want Australians travelling abroad and sexually offending against children who just simply cannot protect themselves.
Johnny Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.